Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pennies in a stream. Fallen leaves are sycamore. Moonlight in Vermont.
Is that the great Willie Nelson chime?
Yes, it is, Greg.
I see finger wave.
Request, or did you come up with that on your own?
Nope, that was a request from the text line.
Okay, I prefer the Frank Sinatra version.
Same.
Old Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
Yep. You see the story about the movie coming out with Leo?
No.
Frank Sinatra?
What, Leo DiCaprio is going to play Frank Sinatra?
I believe I saw some rumors of a Scorsese, Leo, Frank Sinatra.
Wow.
I will say that's like sleepy time tea for your ears, though. That right to sleep.
But we're going to Vermont on Friday.
Those
for
are the standards.
So,
and it was a request from a listener.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
Martin Scorsese considering Leonardo DiCaprio for a Frank Sinatra biopic with Jennifer Lawrence as Ava Gardner.
Mm. All right. Emergency top five best musical artist biopics. I go with Bohemian Rhapsody as the best.
It could be a little recency bias for me, but One Love, Bob Marley was really good.
You love that movie.
Yeah, but I
haven't seen that yet.
I also love Straight Outta Compton.
What about Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's movie?
A Star Is Born?
That wasn't about somebody in real life.
That wasn't a biopic. No. Right.
That
was
a remake.
I got to tell you, that movie hit me in the feels.
Right. Movie.
Really?
But is it about...
Well, you're a romantic at heart.
I am. I mean, I am romantic about the Patriots. I think they're doing everything right.
But it's not about somebody, though, right?
Yeah.
No.
Right. But like Walk the Line, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. That's the Johnny Cash movie, right?
Yeah. Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ray is pretty good.
Yeah, Ray is good.
Fever Pitch.
We have good movies coming out now. It's been kind of a lull.
Yeah.
But the Challenger movie comes out this week. That looks hot, spicy.
Really?
Zendaya.
Oh,
the tennis movie.
Yeah, is that the weird, you know, swinger movie?
It's not a swinger movie.
It's very strange.
I didn't realize. Is there a plot? Is something when it comes to the plot is about swingers?
Yes. No. Well, it's not about it at all.
It's some sexual experimentation.
Yes, sexual experimentation.
They're all
tennis players.
I don't even know Shyam anymore.
Yes,
and they have.
I've seen the preview for the movie. What do you want from me?
They have a threesome. She ends up marrying one of them from the threesome, and then there's an injury, a tennis injury, but then they have to play the other guy that was in the threesome. It's, so these two guys are battling.
Is it based on a real story?
No, I don't think so.
Greg, be honest.
No, it's not a thruple. She's only married to one, but then they have to be around the other one all this time. And it
Did
seems...
you not see the previous one?
Yeah.
The three of them are making out.
Right, what's they have called? A threesome.
What's the thing called in France?
Menage a trois.
Don't they have a sex position name for some tower that they have?
Oh, my God.
That's what it is.
The Eiffel Tower.
That's what it is.
Jeremy Reiner is actually at the Eiffel Tower right now, according to his
social media. I've been invited to be in multiple threesomes.
I have been.
That's what it is. It's the threesome.
I always say no. I'm taken.
Right. See, the problem is when you say threesome, people instantly go, oh, two girls and a guy? Mm. No, not in this situation.
Zendaya, it's still a threesome.
Zendaya's in the middle of this ham sandwich. And it's very strange.
You are an American treasure.
She's kissing one, and then it's like the high school kid. She's kissing one kid, and she's kissing the other kid on the end of the bed.
And then they do a time jump, and she's married to him.
Yeah, and then she's this great tennis player who gets hurt, marries one guy, and then the two friends play each other.
Greg, you know can you be honest with me for a second?
Yes.
Is there a ward just dedicated to people suffering from tennis elbow in Echelon?
There's not. Several texters reminding me that Val Kilmer in The Doors, the Jim Morrison movie, excellent.
Yeah, I remember
that
one.
They are correct about that. So I didn't like Sid and Nancy. Gary Busey was pretty good as Buddy Holly. A lot of good ones on the text.
We're getting Jeremy Allen White as Bruce Springsteen, aren't we?
Isn't that the rumor? Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, chef.
Yeah.
The Elvis movies have been meh.
That Elvis movie was
weird. Yeah, because there's been a couple of them.
Yeah.
The one that came out a couple of years ago was weird.
Yep, and there was another one with Jacob Elordi.
Is it true that Elvis died taking a poop?
Yes.
Wow. What a way to go.
That's the best way to go.
What about classic La Bamba? That was a biopic,
yeah,
right?
That's pretty good.
The best one of all time is Celine.
No. What?
No, Selena?
Yeah, Selena. You're talking about J-Lo. Yeah, Jennifer Lopez.
That's the best one of
all. Oh, that one's so good.
That was a good one.
It's really not.
Oh,
I would have
Selena
to say,
rejoin.
Honestly, the best one, we haven't mentioned it, and I'm shocked we haven't. I just saw it in the Twitch chat. 8 Mile. Phenomenal. Mm.
Yeah, 8 Mile was a good one.
You know who is...
Every World 313.
I've been trying to get... We don't have Miller Mystery Local Legend for the Vermont Roadshow on Friday. So I've been trying to scour the interwebs to see who might be famous in Vermont. And it's a small state. So do you know who was born and raised for a while in Brattleboro, Vermont?
No.
That you would appreciate? JoJo.
Oh, the singer?
Yeah, the artist. The leave right now.
Before moving
it's
to
the
Fox.
End of you
yeah,
and me.
Before moving to Foxborough, she was raised in Brattleboro.
We could get her.
You think so? She's available. Didn't she have some kind of a meltdown or something and get out of the music
Can
industry?
Can I get a JoJo rejoin coming up here? That song
I'm sure
slaps.
You and Courtney would love that.
Yeah.
We could do that at some point.
She just left the industry for a little bit. I don't think it was a mental breakdown. Then she came back pretty hot.
She
wasn't
did?
She also on MTV's Cribs?
Yes. And it was like her home in Foxborough.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was not.
It was like a normal home.
Yeah, it was a normal home.
Well, did you see she came back and said that it was all set up? It was fake. It wasn't even her home.
Oh, didn't that happen with a lot of people
on
Cribs?
Yeah, they were saying, well, it's like now this whole thing with Cribs now is that how they're saying that a lot of that stuff was fake and was staged.
Well, wow. A lot of the houses weren't real.
They didn't belong to people. They were just houses that they rented.
Yeah.
The only ones who was at Redman, when you saw his, he said he was really living in that apartment.
Wow, JoJo, Greg, it's perfect. She was born in Brattleboro and raised in Keene before coming to Foxborough. So she's in both places.
Both places.
We will be Thursday and Friday. Yeah.
Wow. We are going to be at the Poorhouse in Keene on Thursday night for the draft, and that's the pregame for the roadshow. And that spot is unbelievable. I cannot wait to see everybody. It's the same people who come out every year. It's awesome.
Yep.
So cannot wait. Thursday night we'll be at the Poorhouse probably by 7. And then we will be Friday morning at the Stone Church in Brattleboro. No idea how many of you Vermont people are going to come. But we're coming there. Can't wait to see you on Friday morning. All right, Sean, let's get to They Said It.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll grill him in the ass.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
Every time we talk about the Miller mystery local legend, people bring up Bill Lee. Love to have Bill Lee. I don't know if anybody knows
Spaceman.
Bill Lee.
Spaceman.
Love to have him. He's a Vermont guy.
Who's that?
Carlton Fisk. You don't know who Bill Lee is?
No.
It's the pitch for the Red Sox.
Oh, my God. He was like a legendary Red Sox pitcher in the 1970s.
Okay.
He was called the Spaceman.
He was literally on this radio station basically every night for years with Mikey.
I think he did, like, didn't he do acid before a game or something like that? Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was him or if that was John Smoltz.
He's a funny one.
He's very funny.
He is a funny one.
But also Carlton Fisk is a Vermont guy. I don't know if he's still up there, if anybody knows him.
That would be Pudge's namesake.
All right. Chime, do you know who Carlton Fisk is?
Yeah, that one I know.
Okay.
Chapman, remember the 1975 World Series where he was waving his ball fair?
Yes, I was there for that.
As he ran down the first base path.
He was actually at the game.
Okay, great. Thank you. Where do you want to start? Where do you want to start? They said it.
Well, let's begin with the one and only LeBron James. Following a Game 2 loss to the Nuggets, the Lakers are now down 2-0 in the series. LeBron was not happy with the officiating and especially the replay system. Here was LeBron after the game.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I said it, I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. What the f*** do we have a replay center if it's going to go? It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me. Sorry I didn't answer your question, but that is like. And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers-Knicks game, too. What are we doing?
A crybaby.
It is bananas, though.
Like, wait, no, because it doesn't go his way. So that's why now he wants to know. If I was a
Lakers fan, I mean, the play that he's talking about was in the third quarter against D'Angelo Russell. It didn't really affect the game. But if I was a Sixers fan, I would be pissed after the end of that game.
Well, Wiggy, it's interesting you bring that up because LeBron James, not the only one mad at officiating. Here was Joel Embiid following that Sixers loss to the Knicks, also in Game 2, talking about the officiating and how they're still going to win the series.
I mean, Tyrese got fouled, you know, a couple of times. You know, we just had the same thing happen against Miami with Tyler Hero. That's just unacceptable to, you know, put us in that situation. You know, that's unacceptable. To lose a game like this, especially in the playoffs. So, I mean, everybody on the floor was trying to call a timeout, myself included, Nico, coach on the sideline. But they didn't give it to us. But, you know, forget about the timeout. There's a bunch of fouls. You know, that's unacceptable. We should be 2-0, so, you know, we're good. We're going to win this series.
All right.
Yeah, because they were. At the end of the game, if I don't know if you saw it, but the Sixers were up by five. I believe it was five. And Jalen Brunson just hits a three-pointer, and they're getting ready to take the ball out, and there's only a few seconds on the clock, and they literally tackled Tyrese Maxey. It was no foul call. Then the ball comes in. He's on the ground. They rip it out of his hands, and, you know, DiVincenzo? Is it Vincenzo?
DiVincenzo.
And he nails a three-pointer to go up one, but it was like a rugby scrum.
My favorite thing is LeBron doing the thing that you do when you're looking for sympathy, is you say, it's not about just the Lakers. Look at the Sixers. They got screwed, too.
Too much Denver. Denver's too good.
Yeah, the NBA doesn't want LeBron to win. It's this big conspiracy against the Lakers.
What's next, Shine?
Next, let's go back to our Boston Bruins. Here was Linus Omark after the game last night talking about getting picked to start in a net last night and when he found out he was actually going to be the starter going into game two.
I'm very grateful every time that I get the opportunity to go out there and play. You know, it's the most fun time in this year. So I don't take anything for granted. I don't see that, you know, anyone should have any more stars than the other. It's all about compete and performance, and also it's all about wins.
When did you find out you were going to start?
When?
Yeah.
Yesterday. So we have that conversation every time, and I knew that yesterday, which is something that I like, but I don't know if that's going to be the case every time, but for now, that's what happened.
Ooh. Oh, a bit of a nugget there.
Yeah, huge nugget.
So
Jim
Montgomery did not go into this first series.
Yep.
Telling those guys that they were going to be platooning.
Right.
Well, it's interesting because prior to the game, Emily Kaplan of ESPN reported that apparently the Bruins knew the plan a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
So either somebody's lying.
Somebody is
lying. I mean, listen, we've said it since we started the show an hour and a half ago. I have no problem with Linus Allmark. That loss last night is not on him. He played great.
Right.
And you have... That's why I'm on the platoon thing. You just got to ride it because it got you where you are. Yeah, both of them are playing very well.
Right, but to Courtney's point, though, and we don't know who's telling the truth, if they are not knowing until a night or the day before the game, that could lead to an issue of them mentally not on the, you know, trying to get in the right mindset if he is kind of waiting last minute.
If
you believe Linus.
Yeah, no. I think that they had to have known going into this.
So then there's no doubt in your mind, Courtney, that game three, Swayman knows.
Correct.
Like, they've already said, all right, you're going game three, and Linus, you're going game four. All right.
I mean, maybe it is the LB jinx. I mean,
poor LB.
I mean, he did a great job as the banner captain. I'm not going to take that away from him.
But I'm saying goodbye.
That's my guy. He was the old show's Wiggy.
Right.
Google it.
Could you imagine Shue scores tickets to that game and he's there with his family? He's like, all right, go Bees. Then on the screen, he sees LB as the banner captain.
maybe it's Hillman Jinx related.
Could be.
Like, LB still has the jinx on him from the old show.
Maybe he wanted, like Reggie Lemelin, he wanted to be the banner guy for Swayman.
Want to hear the stat of the day, Greg?
Yes.
The Bruins and the Celtics at home in the playoffs since the start of last year's postseason are a combined 8-11. What is going on?
Yeah. Well, they don't like playing at home.
Yeah. All right. Is that it, Shine?
That'll do it, Greg.
Okay. Coming up, we'll get to Courtney in today's news. And there is, unfortunately, an irrational sushi-eating fear in the news. It sadly resulted in death in Montana. Mm. So you may want to think twice before that next tuna roll.
Mm-hmm.
We will get to that and the rest of the news next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.